You're listening to Film School, broadcasting every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at KUCI 88.9 FM, Irvine, California, and on the web at kuci.org/filmschool. I'm Nathan Callahan.
And I'm Mike Caspar.
Suddenly a situation is entirely familiar. Are you remembering a past that you've already seen, or did you previously remember this future moment? Thursdays in August at 7 p.m. in HIB 100, UCI's Visual Studies program will present its free summer film series as some of modern film's greatest directors confront one of our most perplexing experiences, déjà vu. With us today is Chris Balashak, who programmed the series. Chris Balashak, welcome to Film School.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Yeah. Are you here in Irvine right now?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, very good. Tell us, how did you get involved in UCI's Visual Studies program?
I applied to the program last year looking for an academic program that involved art history as well as film and media studies, so integrating all of visual culture.
Are you satisfied with what they're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's a wonderful program. Yeah, we've got a lot of good things going on.
Now, did you just stumble into programming August, or is this something that you'd been looking forward to?
Yeah, when I heard the call for curating film series, I was like, this is something I've got to do. So
yeah.
I picked a few films that I really like and tried to tie them all together.
So you started off with a few films that you liked, and then you found the theme there and looked for others?
Yes, and I tried to dig a little deeper into the theme.
Which ones did you start off with? Which were the two favorites that you
what was your anchor your anchor film, as they say in the business?
I think I'd say Blow Up.
Wow.
I think a lot of Memento kind of draws on that film, so Blow Up led me into thinking about memory and photography and film and all of these things. And then probably Vertigo, and trying to get from Blow Up to Vertigo is kind of the goal, I guess.
Wow. What was your final film that you chose?
Mulholland Drive. That kind of capped it off in the most bizarre way possible.
Yeah, I'll say.
I heard the Silencio playing, and that moment in Mulholland Drive, I think, encapsulates the whole series because it's about this kind of confusion of performance and reality.
That's an amazing moment. I guess you'd call it it's hard to say a pivotal point in a David Lynch film, but it's a point that's seared into your memory, at least. In Blow Up, you must have felt something. Just was it last week when Michelangelo Antonioni died? That must have been a strange feeling, right? With your opening shot with this free film series, the director passes away.
Yeah, it's sadly coincidental, I think.
Yeah.
He was an amazing director, and I know a lot of photographers from 60s and 70s were kind of highly influenced by him. Blow Up's the pinnacle of his work, but everything he's done is just amazing.
Yeah, do you have a second favorite of his?
I'd have to say Zabriskie Point.
Okay.
I really like his quote-unquote Hollywood films. So Zabriskie Point and The Passenger with Jack Nicholson.
I like The Passenger myself, but Mike, he just can never quite grasp The Passenger.
I really had a tough time with it. I know what, I really wanted to like it, and I'm not going to bag on.
How would you suggest
here.
I help Mike
yeah,
along
help me out.
To,
no,
to help just, him like The Passenger? Is there something that you
know.
Grab onto in that film?
You know, I think it was really this final scene where he's zooming towards this window. I don't know.
I something. Did like that, and I did think that it did help pull the film together. I did. But
he's a tough critic.
But okay. I had kind of lost a lot of interest by the time it got to that point.
Shame on you.
I know. It reminds me of Death in Venice, Visconti's Death in Venice.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge... I liked it, and then the final scene, I got it. It hit me like a ton of bricks.
You should go see it again.
So maybe I need to go see it again. Anyway.
Well, Antonioni's just so boring in a very entertaining way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very meditative, you know.
Yes, for sure.
And that's it's almost like looking at still photographs a lot of the time.
Yeah. Although, your next film, Memento, I wouldn't say, so it's not the theme of déjà vu that makes it boring, because Memento, to me, had a lot going on in it. You think that's the editing style, or do you think it's because you're catching on to a story being told backwards?
I think Memento is a pretty straightforward noir narrative, and it is that reverse narrative that actually pulls us in and makes it a lot more entertaining than if it was told straightforward.
Well, one thing I like about the film is you're constantly reassessing what you just saw as you back up in the storyline,
which is much like your life.
You're constantly trying to recall how you got where you are going in this film, which I really like.
It kind of takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
He plays with our own memory, too. That's what I like about it. That's not just the protagonist's memory that's in turmoil. It's the audience as well.
Yeah. I think those are some of the best films, when suddenly you realize that you're part of the game.
Yeah.
The one that I haven't seen out of the series is La Jetée. What would you say about that to sell it to me now?
This was actually remade as 12 Monkeys in a very Hollywood way. But this short film has become almost like required reading for film study students now. And it's composed of all still photographs. And it's kind of this sci-fi plot of this man kind of revisiting his childhood. It's really amazing.
We're speaking with Chris Balashak. He has put together a film series, film series at UCI.
HIB 100. Right. 7 o'clock on Thursdays.
La Jetée is playing on the same night as Vertigo. The 9th is Blow Up, and A Memento is going to be the 16th. The 23rd is La Jetée, and the next film?
Vertigo.
When you watch the two together, you get all these kind of cross motifs of kind of spiraling and time. I've never actually watched them together that closely, so it should be pretty neat.
Yeah. I'll say. What you're saying is La Jetée uses that falling feeling that you get out of Vertigo in some of the scenes?
Yeah, and some of the characteristics of the main actors are very similar. And there's Chris Marker in La Jetée kind of remakes certain scenes that are in Vertigo.
You were saying the characteristics of some of the actors. Would Kim Novak be a player in La Jetée?
Yes. There's this blonde-haired woman who has this curious spiral in the back of her hair.
Let's see.
So, not to give too much away. But,
no, it's a homage, it sounds very much like. What do you think Vertigo ranks as far as you're concerned with Hitchcock's films?
As far as my favorite Hitchcock films, it might be second to Rear Window.
You know, I've got to say, just for myself, I realize that North by Northwest is much more Hollywood and popular, but I love that film, especially the crop duster scene. I think that's a standalone scene. You could show that at a short film festival, just that scene out in the field and win an award for it.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing Hitchcock moments.
Yeah.
He can do so much.
I would just throw in my two cents on Hitchcock, and I'd say...
Yeah, what's your favorite?
There's a lot. I really like Rear Window, actually, quite a bit. But I would say he's probably one of the finest technicians as a director of any filmmaker that I've ever seen.
Because he knew how to herd cattle.
Well, he knew how to herd cattle, as he famously referred to actors as cattle. But
so you're going to close this out with Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring us home.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big chunk there.
David Lynch is just amazing director, where you always get to this point where you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
There's so much you can, I guess, intimate from Mulholland Drive, but I think it's just the land of make-believe, and that's what he's giving us.
You know, Mike and I had an opportunity to speak with Blake, with a friend of ours, Jan Reinhardt.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jan asked him about what it was like to be in Lost Highway. I have to paraphrase what he said.
Yeah, we can't use all the words he used.
But he had no idea. Robert Blake had no idea what he was doing. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah. He was actually for kind of upset with David Lynch because he had no idea what he was doing.
But I think it worked wonderfully well in that film. And in Mulholland Drive, it's the same sort of...
disorientation.
You have the feeling the actors' lives are coming unglued. And as actors, they're coming unglued in ways, too.
I mean, he hits on every level of confusion, so... thought it was a great way to end Deja Vu.
It's the free summer film series here at UCI, and it'll start on August 9th, that's this Thursday, at 7 o'clock at HIB 100 here on the campus of UCI, and it will run through 23rd. August 30th. The films are Blow Up, Memento, La Jetée, Vertigo, and Mulholland Drive. Chris Balashak, thank you so much for being here, and continued success.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more about film school,
listen to more interviews, or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website at kuci.org/filmschool.